Now broadcasting the webcomic beacon.
Not on widescreen.
Sounds like the color green.
Welcome to episode 105 of the Webcomic Beacon. Now we're in HD. Yes, because I have an HD monitor right now. It's a 16:9 20-inch widescreen LCD, and it's awesome. And after a couple of gift certificates and a Visa gift card, it was only $60, including a 4-year warranty. So that's awesome for me. Yay!
I can hear the pixels.
I'm Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me is Mark Savory, one of my co-hosts of AutumnLake.com. Welcome.
Hello.
Tanya is out right now. She, quote, has... let's see here. She, quote, has, I can't do the beacon today, dealing with a bunch of shit. So normally Tanya is from daisiesandshit.com. And let's see here. We also have Darcy of Codename Hunter. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We have Mike of Prepare to Die. Welcome.
Hello.
And we also have David, is it Bowler?
David Bowler, yes.
Bowler of Zapano-Online.com. Welcome.
Hey. Hello, guys.
Welcome. Let's see here. Maybe I can try to call somebody else. Hang on. I think I can do it. Okay.
Red calling. Excellent.
Add a telephone number. Plus.
Oh, we got anybody like from beacon? Canada?
Was this like beacon crank calling then?
Yes. Crank anchors.
Hello. Is your computer running?
Hello, baby. This is the Webcomic Beacon.
That
we
could work.
We know you want some comics, baby. We know you do. Those panel layouts are so fine, honey.
I like rocks.
All right, I think I got it. I just got to clip a little bit at the beginning of the show if he can come on.
A ring a ding ding.
Hello.
Hello, this is Fessel, the Webcomic Beacon.
Fess, this is Lem. How's it going?
Hey, Lem, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. And with us, lately joining, is Lem of BlanketComics.com. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
Awesome. So let's see here. So everybody's here. Everybody's having fun. Lem, we have a couple of people with us. We have Darcy of Codename Hunter. We have Mike of Prepare to Die. We have, of course, Mark Savory. Tanya's out. And we also have David of Zampano, which, Dave, can you tell us what...
Hey, not Soprano. Zampano.
Zampano, sorry.
Zampano.
can you tell us what this website again is?
We do have
about?
A mafia comic on our website, but it's a mockery of the Sopranos.
Can you tell us what Zampano is?
It's actually a... It's like an after a magazine style type of thing, like a comic book magazine where there's like several stories and storylines in there, but they're all like finite, so they're just like graphic novels. And there are different styles. We're trying to be a little more on a serious side, but like I said, we have the humorous mafia story on there that's like in a typical French type of style. And the other ones are more like political, maybe a little superhero, you know, fantasy, that kind of stuff.
Okay. And what makes your site a little bit more special than others?
Well, I think we're actually one of the few sites that really have sort of like a European style, and we're really trying to be a little more politically interesting. You know, it's not like the typical anime or fantasy or, you know, any type of like that kind of stuff. So we have a good mix also, like, interesting for the topic now, black and white and color comics. Like, half of our strips are about black and white, and the other ones are about in color. So, yeah, I think we kind of stand out too, and we have something every day. That's kind of, especially here in Europe, that's very, very rare.
Well, I was kind of going for that you offer comics in multiple languages.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, of course. Yeah, so far we have two languages. We got German and we got English, and we're working on a French version.
Awesome. Now, let's see here. We'll probably talk again about multi-language and comics in another episode. But right now, this episode is all about another. Well, it's another color versus black and white episode. And simply put, which is one better than the other? There's also, of course, you know, tone, which is going to be more of like your grayscale comic, more of a toning, or like even shading on a color comic versus just flat color. So there's a lot of different ways to do a so-called black and white and a so-called color comic. Let's see here. You know, there's a lot of different views out there. My personal view is that if it's very simple line work, you probably use color and do a lot better off. But of course, that's why we have a panel of maybe not experts, but a panel of individuals that have their own opinions and thoughts on the subject. And let's see here. Actually, this spawned from a Twitter discussion from Darcy and Mike. So let's start with you, Darcy. What's your stance?
I think it depends on the comic itself and what the artist wants to do. I mean, there's maybe certain reasons why they chose to do a black and white or a gray or a color. Like with mine, it was in color. And to be honest, it got to the point where the jewel tones I was getting with the color, I didn't quite think it fit the comic all that well. I've got another one in the works that I'm letting my readers decide if they want this new comic or another title here this next year, and it's going to be in color if it gets chosen, just because it's a much lighter storyline than the one I'm currently working on. So for me, it depends on what you're trying to do with that comic.
And I think ironically, I'll say that we actually had you on our coloring episode.
Did I?
I think we did. Let me pull up the episode archive.
Well, I know you had Jules Rivera on. If I pronounced your name right.
All right. Let me just quickly look it up. I swear we had you on it. Let's see. Time management, conventions, drama. Huh. I guess not. I could have sworn you were, but... well, we talked about your comic when it was in color at the time. But, Mike.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if you were agreeing with her or just you were both disagreeing with me.
I think we were both yelling at you, really. That was most of it. Yeah, personally, in my opinion, really, is you really have to look at the comic as an individual entity. Some things work very well in color, some things don't. I mean, the idea that just because you made it in color makes it better is fairly ridiculous. I mean, there's tons of things out there that are in black and white and look brilliant in black and white, and if you try to color them, it would destroy all the detail and quality. I mean, it doesn't work for everything.
Okay, who is snickering? Or is somebody just blowing their nose?
That was me.
Were you blowing your nose or snickering?
He had an air leak.
Sorry.
It's okay. Okay, somebody mentioned... Okay, there's a comic called Dead Days. Now, this is one that I brought up before that I really didn't like how... How it was grayscale, and it's simple grayscale, and I thought it would be much better if it were black and white. And I think Tanya and I we were arguing this because I know she likes Dead Days, and I can't find it. Dead Days.
Deaddays.net.
Oh, that's what it is. That's why I can't find it. And I'm like looking at it. It's like, oh, it begs to be in color. It's so gray. I don't know. It uses so much gray. It's as if it should be in color, and it's just kind of bland and neutral. Versus like some other comics can actually really pull off a grayscale comic where it's more set in a tone or it fits the mood of the comic. Now this is a comedy. This is like a comedy comic, and the gray tone, the gray that I use just doesn't really hit it for me. But that's me, of course. And somebody mentioned on, I think it was Jason of Ardra mentioned, what is it, that Sinfest looks great without color. But then again, when they do their Sunday ones, those look awesome. And it's essentially the same black and white line work, just colored, you know? So,
yeah, I think that's true. There are some things that work very well that they can be colored. It'd be nice to see them, but I don't think it's necessary all the time. The example of Sinfest, yeah, their Friday special that they do the longer version in color, they look fantastic. But would you appreciate it as much if they were all in color? I think it would, after a while, become a little overwhelming, and you would lose the kind of style in the colors. You would lose the message of it a little bit.
I disagree.
Not everything, the ones that are done on Friday, if you look at them, they're also drawn differently. They're made to be purposely more dramatic and more exciting, so they lend to the color better. I don't think that the more average ones that they're just talking and doing some normal stuff would work as well in the same way, because they're made differently.
Perhaps. I still have to give it to the ones that do the, like, a newspaper style a little bit more, mostly for the nostalgic aspect, that they seem to be okay in that aspect. But, you know, we do live in a day and age in which, you know, color works, and people can easily color. But let's go to Lemo and see what you think.
Well, I've done a bunch of different comics. I've done some in strict black and white with ink. I've done some in sepia tone, mostly with pencil art that I haven't bothered to ink. And I've done some others in full color using Photoshop. In fact, probably the only comic I've never done is color with like a natural or watercolor, like using true colors. I usually just play in Photoshop. But it's always been a discussion of, does this fit the comic? Does this fit the medium? My current comic, Blanket, would not have been possible in black and white, because the whole point of the comic is that these guys are in an empty void. And as you know, pulling that off in a comic strip is kind of tricky in itself, because a lot of people leave their comic panels blank or devoid of a background. So we had to find some way to emphasize that the panels are empty on purpose, that there's emphasis on the fact that they're in a void, and it's not just, you know, oh, we didn't bother drawing the wall behind them or something like that. And so if we had tried to pull that off in black and white, we would have really lost a lot of storytelling fidelity just by, you know, picking a poor medium for that comic. But I did a war story a couple of years ago called Winter, and that comic was done in pencil, and it was done with grayscale. And then when I posted it to the web, since, you know, browsers aren't in black and white, I decided to post it in a sepia tone, and I can post an example of that. Even though the comic is offline, I can put a page up for the listeners to take a look at that if they want to see how that kind of how that implementation worked. And it was very good. We liked that. We were very happy with how that came out.
You touch on exactly. A good reason for using not just simply as black and white or color, but a style that would match especially the tone of what you're trying to present, which is usually a big factor in the ones that can do it right, basically, is what I'm saying.
Right. And like I said, I mean, it's never a decision of if it's good or bad. It's always a decision of, is it right for the story? Because if you can't pick a good medium to work your comic in, then you need to kind of take it right back to the beginning. Now, I just posted a example of one of the Winter comic strips, and you can see it at tinyurl.com/wintercomic. I'm only going to keep that URL up for a couple of weeks, but people can go ahead and take a look at a full size page of that. It's drawn in pencil, done in sepia tone, and I think the comic wouldn't have delivered nearly as much potency if it hadn't been done in that medium.
Oh, fun. Everyone's looking.
Audible silence as everybody checks out the comic. Sorry to derail the conversation.
No, that's fine.
There are a couple other things, like if you have aspirations for your comic to be printed, you have to take into account time and money. Coloring coloring takes time and costs more money to print. And that's just a reality check. If you want to publish a little zine and you want to get it out, as far as possible and to as many hands as possible, you're going to have a lot more power to do that if you do it in black and white. You know, you don't want to compromise your comic or your story that you want to tell based on the medium, but there is a logistics to it.
True. But some people would argue, well, there's the internet. I've heard the excuse, no, the reasoning that there's the internet, it doesn't cost anything to make a color comic. If not wanting to print it in color is your only excuse, is what I've heard other people. I think it was mentioned last time we had this discussion on the show. I forget who said it though. I'm going to move on to David for your opinion on the whole discussion.
Actually, I pretty much agree with what everybody else has already said. Your story determines basically the kind of style you got to choose, for your comic. There's no doubt about that. I mean, our situation was pretty easy because one of the storylines, one of the graphic novels that we have on our site, it's called Bakupa, and it's a short story of African-themed comics. So, African woodcut type of style artwork, sometimes a little bit more, avant-garde, that offers itself. And the other one that kind of ties into what Lem said, one of the graphic novels we're having on a website, it's called Endless Sky, and it's an autobiographical comic actually written and drawn by myself about my 17 years in the United States as a professional comic book artist. And the book will actually have 240 pages, and that will just simply be too expensive, to print that as one thick book in color. And also, quite frankly, it's a time issue. If you got to draw 240 pages, it's just impossible to do that as a color book in a decent, timely fashion. So we decided pretty much right off the bat that we're going to do this as a black and white thing. And plus, it's also a little more undergroundish looking. I can draw it kind of quickly, and it kind of adds to the whole emotional feel of it.
This is Bakupa?
Bakupa is the African thing. That will actually go to print next month. We'll have that out in the bookstores over here by March 26th. It's going to be our first official release.
Cool. let's see here. What we're gonna do right now is we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, more.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. Don't forget that we broadcast our shows live. Tune in on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room. Visit our forums for unified discussions on latest topics, collaborations, projects, events, or contests at webcomicbeacon.com/forum.
Ah, they're all on DFS.
What?
Oh, tricks.
They're not going to say anything. You're all on.
Oh, here we go. Boobs. They're going to make you happy. There you go.
Yay!
Boobs!
Boobs!
Hooray!
And we're done.
Well, fine. a show where everyone agrees has been.
It takes a talent.
All right, let's see here.
Have everyone agree.
So, anyway, Mark Savory.
Yes.
You haven't really said a whole lot because I haven't gotten to you yet. So what are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Well, I've done both. Actually, I'm looking at this Dead Days, and I wonder why this guy put so much effort into these gray tones when he could be doing this in color, because it seems to me this could do very well in color.
The reasoning is because it's too expensive to print in color. That's what it was told to me before, anyway.
Oh, yeah? Hmm. I don't know. Well, anyway, yeah, I've done both. I started my comic doing it in all my dailies in grayscale, and then full color Sunday funnies in full color drawings, just like you'd get in the newspaper. With this latest storyline, I've been doing everything in color, and I found that I actually had the time to do it. I never thought I did. That's one reason why Autumn Lake isn't all in color, why some of it's in black and white, was because I wanted it to harken back to the newspaper, obviously. But I also thought, you know, on a weeknight, I just don't have time to do a whole bunch of color and stuff. But it turns out maybe I do.
Yeah,
so I don't know if I'll go back to that or not after I'm done with this Grouchbot story. I guess.
Let's see.
But I think I also agree. It depends on your comic.
I think this
argument that one is better than the other is completely specious. It totally depends on the material. Some material would be crap in color, but some would also be bad in black and white, and vice versa. I think it really does depend on what kind of story you're trying to tell and what your material is. And what your audience is. So there.
Yes. If I make one quick suggestion to you, Mark.
Hmm.
I think that the Grouchbot arc should end with the Grouchbot destroying all the color because colors are.
That would be pretty grouchy of him, wouldn't it?
It's a little too fourth wall for Mark's comic.
Breaking the fourth wall and taking out the artist. That's how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I could see that happening, too.
Destroy! Destroy! Color is ungrouchy!
That'd be a way to end your comic, Mark. Autumn Lake, it's over.
And then some epic battle with Rainbow Bright. It'll be fantastic.
Kill the unicorn! let's see here. I actually started PSI as black and white. It was actually pencil where I turned the gamma down to made it look like ink after I scanned it in, mostly because I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and that's just how I did everything.
Well, that's your problem right there.
Well, yeah, if I didn't know what to do. Then,
that's okay.
Then I moved to a grayscale, which, because the whole idea of the comic, when it started anyway, was that it's supposed to be kind of like a self-depreciating, self-loathing, depressing comic. And the gray was a thing. And then eventually I tried to do it where I have just like one color with all the gray that pops up. So I was trying to be creative, and I don't think that really worked. Then eventually,
that just sounded wrong.
And eventually, I just went all
creative.
Color.
It just didn't work.
But
I can't bring today. I have the dumb.
but there is another comic that I did that in reverse ended up being a spinoff of PSI. It wasn't originally supposed to be, but it is. Is Jenny Everywhere in the Crossover Worlds, or the Crossing Over Worlds, which was a tie into the Crossover Wars more specifically. And I started off with pencils. So it was all pencil. And then eventually, once she became webcomic aware, which is an ongoing theme of the Crossover Wars, she essentially wakes up. That's when I moved the comic entirely into color.
Kind of like Wizard of Oz or something.
Or the Matrix.
Or the reverse Wizard of Oz.
It's something like that.
The Wizard of the Matrix.
The Matrix of Oz.
Whoa. I'll get my pretty. Whoa.
Let's see here. If there's anybody else that's in the chat room that can hear me and wants to call in with something that they're with their comment.
There is no yellow brick road.
You can dial 1-320-310-0922 or contact Festworks on Skype.
Oh boy.
Okay. All right.
The best thing about flying monkeys is there's so many.
If we only had the one.
All right. Okay, so...
All the Skullcanship Road?
No. okay, so we have... We've talked about off and on, you know, color, black and white, and then whether or not it fits into the comic. But, of course, you got people that will do flat colors, light shading, and then, like, in black and white, like Darcy.
Yes. What did I do now?
Personally, I really liked your comic way better in color. Really, really did.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something right now about that.
Okay.
The reason I did anything in color to begin with, because I really prefer working in black and white, and I really like doing inking. When I was 16, I worked in a library and destroyed my wrist. I couldn't ink anymore. So I went to color to hide the fact that my lines were shaky. So coming and telling me that I really prefer your color is kind of like, you know, telling me that I really hate the fact that you actually went through rehab and fixed your wrist.
Yeah. No, that's not how I'm meaning it.
I know perfectly well, but, you know, the thing is, some of us do like working in the grays and the black and whites. I do think that, to be honest, my line work has gotten a little bit better and my anatomy's gotten a little better because I'm not hiding it anymore behind color.
Didn't you used to make it look like colored pencils or use colored pencils?
Yeah, the first issue of the prologue was all colored pencils, and then the base was markers, and then it went to colored pencils on top of shading, and then just markers.
Okay.
Because I was trying to find something that was going to be a little easier on the wrist.
You didn't think of using, like, you know, Photoshop or?
At the time, no. I used to do it with a mouse. I have my old gallery up online. It's pretty scary, all this old crap I have. But a lot of that stuff was Photoshop, but it was done with a mouse. And after a while of working with it by hand, I couldn't go back to coloring on a computer with a mouse. The covers are now in color, and they take up to 40 to 50 hours per color for cover. Wow. That someone's going to look at and spend maybe a minute looking at.
Wow, fans are dumb. Totally don't appreciate what we do.
Well, no, it's more the fact that, you know, they got other things to look at, too. I mean, you're reading 50-some-odd comics, you know. So I understand people like the color better, but if you're going to try and tell me that I would do so much better when I was in color, my numbers have much increased since going gray.
Have you increased your update rate?
I did for a while, but I had to drop down because what happened was I also pay off student loans. I went through grad school. And I'm sitting on, it's down to $32,000. I'm actually pretty happy about that. Student loans. And they did a jump this year. So it came down to, in order to make my supporter side look a little bit better to people, I dumped my main side down to one update a week. I'm also starting another comic. So.
I will say, you have, there's a correct tone, a correct word for how you do your comic right now, and I want to say that does look good. Now, what's the actual word for it?
I have no idea. I use these tones I found online because I wasn't able to actually find a CD of comp tones, I think they're called. And I get the faded look by, I put the tone in and a layer, and then I actually use the sun fade photo in Photoshop. And I found out you can adjust that. You can make it like into a circle, and you can put it this way and that way and just the colors. And that's how I get the gradiated look. I've been calling it the Medusa style because Matt and I like Rocky Horror Picture Show. And at the end where he's got the Medusa ray and he hits it and everyone turns into a white statue. It's kind of like the Medusa thing. So I don't have a term for it. I really don't.
Darcy?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was just looking at your comic, and actually looks really pretty good. I think in your situation, I might want to use a Manga Studio or Comic Works. Are you familiar with those programs?
I did try the Manga Studio, and I took it right back up to Boston the next day because it didn't work on my system at all. I don't use Apple, and I was told this would work great on, you know, PC, and it wouldn't work. But I've heard great things about that, so
we've done a series of mangas over the last few years, like, you know, for Tokyo Pop, and the deadline was absolutely excruciating. If I had to do that in Photoshop, I would have been dead. But Comic Works, there's an English version that came out in about 2004. It's super fast. I mean, I could do about 20 pages in a day easily. So I don't know if you can get a download from somewhere, so because that would make things a lot easier probably. But I mean, it still looks good.
Well, thank you. But a lot of it is, with me, is still the inking, because I do have to do weird things like hold my pen a certain way and hold my breath when I ink. So that slows the inking way down.
Dramatic.
Actually, yeah, because I shake so much because of the nerve damage is so bad.
Oh, wow.
Can we ask what you did or not?
Oh, yeah. I worked at a library. I was a page. And a page is someone who is not technically a librarian. They're basically the ones carrying the books around and putting them back on the shelves. And the library I worked in was an old Carnegie, and it had a mezzanine area where you couldn't go up on an elevator. There was no elevator up there, and there was no dumbwaiter to lift the books up. So you're carrying 20 pounds worth of books up these stairs to put them away. I put my stack down on the table to sort them, and the other page came up and put her stack down, and her stack fell over, knocked into my stack, and they both slammed on my wrist.
Ah.
Ew. Yeah.
Do you get workers' comp?
No, I did not, actually.
Damn.
I wasn't considered full-time.
I hope at least they weren't crap like Twilight books or something.
Oh no, they were things like Chilton's Manual and History
Bible.
And probably The Joy of Sex was in there somewhere.
Woo!
You know, good books.
Good book. Oh, good. All right. I mean, it would be like adding insult to injury if you were injured.
Yeah,
by Twilight crap.
Well, I don't even know what Twilight was out then. I think I was free of Twilight at that point. I wasn't there yet, so.
All right, we have a call-in from Ben Carver of HeroAcademy.comicgenesis.com. He says he's going to be brief. Let's see how true that is. We're going to have Ben momentarily with us. Hello, Ben.
Yes, I'm here. I just have a very quick question. I was just wondering, because I think two things. Number one, what's your average time in coloring per page in the And I'm guessing everyone here prefers computer style coloring versus watercolors. Am I correct?
Yes.
Most of my stuff is done. Well, I mean, I draw it out, but I don't draw it on watercolor paper. So, I use the computer for almost everything for coloring, unless I do like something like the title pictures.
Or your special storylines.
Or the banners with the logo and stuff. That I do some of that in watercolor. But mostly it's bucket fills and layers and things like that.
Lemo, what about you? Lem?
Oh, yeah. It's all online. I do all my coloring digitally. I've got a large tablet and... it's mostly a permanence thing. I like being able to play around, and if I don't like a color, I like being able to change it, because it's like when you're drawing something on a pencil, you can fix it before you go to inking, but coloring is kind of a one strike or you're out, and so the computer solves that problem for me. Another side note, and I'm going to make this quick because I've got to run and do some other things, but
okay.
I just drew tonight's comic, and I've got characters in my comic that are black and white, along with the characters that are in color.
Right.
And I wouldn't even be able to pull that shtick off if it wasn't a color strip. So that's another benefit. Anyway, thanks for having me on the show. I'm going to run. I've got to do some parenting. So.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for joining us, Lem, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And my other question about average time for colors versus just the plain lines and such.
I would say I use, for most of my pages, I would say an average between 1 and 2 hours. But I got most of the colors already like in a palette premixed. And I'll just go in, put everything in flat, you know, as fast as I can. And then just, you know, put some highlights in, do some effects, you know, as fast as I can, basically. But I think more than 2 hours, you know, will never take, but about an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay, and one more thing. The patterns that we're talking about earlier for gradients, I think those are called Zipitones.
Yes.
Oh, Zipitones, okay.
Oh, yeah, or Bende, I think was another.
Or Screen Tones.
Yeah.
Screen Tones, yes, there we go.
I always like the name Zipitone, though, because that's what they used to be. They used to be like these giant stickers.
I've had some of those.
Yeah.
That you would rub them on the...
Yeah.
Rub them on the art, like the decals on the motion picture Enterprise. were actually Zipitone. You actually rubbed the decals onto the model.
Yeah, it's really sad. A lot of artists in the U.S. aren't using those much anymore.
Mm.
Well, why is that, you think? Because it's a little bit
because
more
they're
tedious?
Doing all the coloring with they're doing most of the shadings with the coloring now
on the computer.
No, yeah. No, I'm asking why you think that is. Is it because it's more tedious? Because we have technology to push us forward and to do these things?
It's also kind of expensive, aren't they? They do sell them at Dick Blick, and I've looked at them, and they kind of come with a high price tag, unfortunately.
That's true, but I was able to duplicate the same thing with a couple of swatches in Illustrator.
Mm.
Again, on technology, digitally, so...
Yes.
But, hey, well, maybe that's an idea for another show down the pike where we can look at different shading styles, like not have another black and white versus color episode, but like talk about screen tones and shading and other things like that. Especially I want to talk about the Zipitones and alternative ways to come up with that and possibly even going for that old school comic book look with all the colored dots and stuff. So we'll have to have somebody who really knows what they're doing and talking about for that. But right now we're kind of scheduled up until March, I think, at least with a lot of penciled in, not yet confirmed shows. But people can go to webcomicbeacon.com/calendar and look up to see what we have coming on down. Let's see here. Let's see where we are at for recording. Let's see here. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish this up and cover some news and, whatever.
Have news, questions, comments, or advertising inquiries? Transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or dial 1-320-310-09.
Well, all right, let's see here what we have going on right now. Ben, was your question answered?
Oh, yes, it was. I was trying to keep pretty quiet and all that.
Well, congratulations for being quiet. Mostly, Ben, I love to give you shit. I really love to because you take it so well.
Yeah, I would have commented on coloring questions, but well, since my comic is completely made from start to finish in Photoshop, then there's no drawing involved. Color is kind of irrelevant. It just kind of happens when it happens.
Do you use a tablet at least?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
It's an entirely mouse-based comic.
Actually, my entire comic is based off of characters I created, and then they're like puppets, and I pose them into whatever form they need to be, and I take a snapshot of them. And
you have the poor man's Flash comic, is what it sounds like.
I have the poor man's sprite comic. I have like custom sprites is basically what I make for myself.
But in 3D, like they're like 3D.
In 3D,
they're shaded.
It's a mock 3D. Yes.
Yeah. Darcy's the only one here with the real mouse comic. I mean,
hey, big ears, man.
Ha ha ha!
Chicks, you know what they say about guys with big ears, right? They got a lot of earwax.
Yeah.
They rule England.
I've been waiting to say that joke for a while. But in any case, there's a couple of things I want to bring up. And the first thing I want to bring up is that we have advertisers on the Web Comic Beacon this week. On our Project Wonderful ads, we have at the leaderboard Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com. Graciously sponsoring on the Web Comic Beacon. And also, Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com has the tower ad, so go ahead and check that out. And somebody who hasn't advertised on the website for a long time, or for a while anyway, is Yosh at yoshsaga.com. New site coming soon-ish, is what he says. So, So go ahead and check those out. Let's see here. I did not have a sponsor for last week. It was technically last week. Last week was episode 104 that some people may not have heard because I tagged it wrong. And also it happened in the middle of the week. But that is where we had Becky Heineman, Tomcat, and of course Ben Carver on to have the results of what happened after supposed drama and stuff from episode 102. So if you're interested to know how that went, which it actually went really well because I got a full episode out of it. We talked a little bit more about some fan fiction and some other stuff as well. So go ahead and check out episode 104 if you happen to have missed it. If you want to sponsor or advertise an episode on the Webcomic Beacon, go to webcomicbeacon.com/advertise. We are selling sponsor spots, which are banner ads within, you know, in each of the episodes, individuals, for any non-commercial comic or non-commercial art site, as in, you know, like, obviously, if Zuda is advertising on us, this does not apply to them, but any webcomic, really. For $10, you get two pre-recorded spots on the show at the beginning and by one of the breaks, as well as a 486x60. 468x60 banner ad on the episode of which you sponsor. You can check out more information on our website. This week, we don't have one ready, but I might plug in one later. So you might have already heard that. Who's sponsoring this week in the episode of the Webcomic Beacon? Speaking of which, older episodes, if you go through the archives, are also available for sponsorship for $5 or $10. It varies by episode. But if you happen to want to sponsor an old episode, this is actually an idea given to me by Jaden and Crusader. So I decided to implement it just in case. So there is that, because we are trying to go to PenguaCon.
PenguaCon. Oh, boy.
PenguaCon.
And
PenguaCon or Ram.
All advertising and sponsoring monies go towards advertising, potentially merch if we come up with it. I kind of want to do a pre-sale of you know, the t-shirt that Becky wears, that design on a shirt. I might do a pre-order thing for that for anybody interested in that, and hopefully have shirts by PenguaCon. But you know, we'll see what the demand is. And then of course trying to get to PenguaCon or conventions or such like that. Basically, money all goes towards the Webcomic Beacon back to itself in some way. So that is that. Also, I didn't mention this, but we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community site, at rampagenetwork.com. I meant to say that at the beginning of the show. I totally forgot. But yeah, I'm catching up on a lot of different stuff. I'm trying to think. I'm forgetting something. Mark, what am I forgetting?
Milestones.
There is one milestone that was emailed to us this week. And, oh, actually, you know what? I may actually have a sponsorship I was supposed to do for this episode, which, of course, will be in by the time the MP3 comes in. But anyway, the milestone is aptitude test at aptitude.surfacingpoint.com. It's at 4 years old today. It's this sort of superhero comic, and let's see, it's done in black and white, I think. But I think that when it's done in color, or you see like a cover and cover, a color, it looks pretty cool. But anyway, that's me. I'm totally forgetting something. Oh, yes. Now, for those of you that may not know, the Webcomic Beacon is on Facebook.
So, oh, yeah.
If you go to our main site, webcomicbeacon.com, you look on the left-hand side, you'll see a link for both our Twitter and our Facebook right next to each other. So if you want to become a fan of Facebook, there it is. As much as I hate Facebook and other social media network sites, I am trying, okay? I am trying, and yeah. So for the people that like Facebook, there it is. What was that? What'd you say?
I just think it's funny. I hate these, but I'm using them anyway.
Well, the people have demanded it, so I...
The people have spoken.
Yeah, spoken.
People are smoking.
What?
What they're smoking is not to be spoken of. We don't know.
I have all this like random news to talk about. I mean, I even fixed up the webcomicbeacon.com/art. Is where you want to go for fan and guest art that we've received. And I kind of redid the page, so if you click on an image, it'll bring you to a page where you could leave a comment about that art. And if you click on it again, and if the image is bigger, it'll pop up and you can see it bigger. But go ahead and check that out. I am slowly using the art that we've received from the Webcomic Battle Trading Card Contest for the Webcomic Beacon card, which you can go to WaganWebcomicBattle.com right now and pre-order your Delta deck today.
Hooray!
And Delta deck.
Right now in my hot little hand, I am holding a bag full of Listen to a Podcast cards.
Oh, and there's Grouch cards, too.
And I got a Sherm card, and I got all sorts of stuff sitting around here. I have cards up the wazoo. That's what I'm saying.
There's a Jogging Girl card and everything. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yes, indeed. And even though I have the cards that are printed, they're ready to go. They're going to be mailed out tomorrow, I think.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to be mailing them out tomorrow if I can pull it off. The pre-sale is going to still be going until the end of the month, I believe, because I do have cards around to sell.
Well, awesome. Well, people know where to go, and we'll put that link in the show notes. So I did want to mention that last week, when I don't have guests that will be drawing the art, I am going to be going through the submissions for that, starting with, well, I guess in random I'm going to be picking them. But last week I did end up using one of them, and that was by Ahmed Fahim. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct, but he does the comic AntiSoShell.com. And go ahead and check that out. And I don't know who I'm picking for this week, but I'll probably mention who it was on the next show. But, of course, we still mention it in the actual post, so it's not like, you know, we're not saying who did it. But let's see. Does anybody else have anything related to color or... black and white, toning, anything before?
Well, actually, yeah, one of the things I might want to add just to what somebody else said before is a lot of strips sometimes would be better left off black and white because maybe, you know, the creator can't really evaluate their coloring ability. I'm not saying that, you know, that, I don't know, they're bad or anything like that, but I'm just saying that, you know, since most webcomic creators do a lot of things themselves, like writing, you know, penciling, inking, coloring, not everybody can be good at everything. So, you know, I think that's one thing to consider. How good is the coloring really going to be? You know, is it just going to be flat shades, or do you want to, like, put a lot of, you know, effort into it? So, I don't know. I kind of like black and white comics better than, like, you know, badly colored comics, to be honest with you.
There's also one other reason to consider black and white and color is a... one out of every eight men in America have a certain kind of color blindness where they can't, where most colors aren't quite as vibrant.
Actually, I have that.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, red green blindness. It's hereditary with men. Like I think one in four men have it, or some insane amount. And I've always had a problem with all my life. But it's like because I'm doing, you know, artwork professionally for the last 20 years, I can't let any of my clients know that I have the problem.
None of your clients, please listen to this show.
No, but the thing is with the computer, thank God there's the hexachrome system and everything, so that helps a great deal.
And it's the thing is the number for men is staggeringly high, but the number for women is like 1 in 25.
No, there's practically none. That they actually told us that in biology at the time why that is. It's because the chromosome is recessive in women and it won't be handed on. So only the men are handing it on. That's why, right, like, for example, right, me and my brother, we both have it because my father had it. But if we had like a sister, she wouldn't have it.
Son of a bitch.
Weird.
It's another thing to blame on those men with their evil
penises. Yeah. Anyway,
chromosomes.
It's like all the blood rushes away from your brain. And
yes, and like I said, it is a known problem, and you know, I actually learned from it by it's on the front of my Visibone
what?
Color guide.
Thanks.
The Visibone color guide. Visibone is a brand that creates a lot of tools for graphic designers, and one of them is a color guide that shows all the web safe colors, and on the front of it says, one out of every 8 men suffer from a specific kind of color blindness, and this color guide would look like this to them, and it shows like a very dulled out version of the color guide.
No, that's what I wanted to ask. Red, green, colorblind, and does that make it just dullens the colors or makes them gray or what?
Well, actually what it does, I know my problem, I found out about it in school when they showed it. You may have seen that test. It's pretty all over the world. It's like they show you a circle.
Yep.
There's all kinds of dots on it, and then you should see a snake, and I just don't see the snake. And it was like, I'm in the middle of art class here. There's like 20 other kids around, and they all see the snake. I'm the only moron that doesn't see the snake. And everybody's like, oh, why don't you see the snake? And I'm like, well, because I don't see it. You know, who's to say that you 20 guys are right and I'm wrong? But basically what it is, it's those mid-tones. It's the olive, green. It's those like weird colors in between where green and brown meet that are really, really difficult.
Oh, okay. So, well, then
Here you go, guys. This shows the front page of the color guide, and you see the big color guide in the left hand corner. That cover there shows what that looks like to the people with that kind of color blindness.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I want to ask David, if you go to webcomicbeacon.com right now.
Oh, don't do this to me.
I gotta ask, what does it look like to you?
Webcomicbeacon.com. Yeah, exactly. Those web. Let me just get that up here. Webcomic Beacon, where are you?
There's also the hidden message.
Got it.
Well, now I'm hoping that he can see all the links on the side.
Yeah. No. I your colors. I mean, obviously this is green around some green blue type of thing.
You picked the colors that are worse for him. He sees like half of a blank page now.
The webcomic beacon site is like all green
and blue.
Yeah, I know you're evil.
Can you see the bright green links though? Like in the episode posts, or
I can see everything clearly. It's not that bad.
Okay. Does the yellow pop out more? Because
oh yeah, yellow pops out incredibly. I mean, it's okay. Really, really bright. But my monitor is too bright anyway. I mean, that may have something to do with it.
I might end up changing our links, our text links to a different color, to yellow. I think instead of the bright green.
Because you know, now you know about this.
A lot of it's green on green, is what it is.
I mean, you notice on my website, I really like, I've chosen black, yellow, and red, like, you know, just absolute normal red, just simple kind of color scheme. So I have to avoid those browns and greens.
Well, darn it. No, man, that's a lot of things to consider, especially, I guess, if you're looking. I remember that, what was it? I don't remember. But well, okay, color blindness is certainly something to keep in mind, I suppose, when you're looking at professionally coloring your comic.
Or you can look at. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, you can look at too when you take it to print. Not even considering the cost angle, we tried taking the original colored version to a local printer, and Max, who is this, it was done in Prismacolor, and he was like cool gray 20. He came back green.
Wow.
I don't know why. We're trying to convince her he's not supposed to be green. Well, yeah, the colors are right. So sometimes you can end up with weird things like that happening too.
Yes, don't use RGB when printing. It's always CMYK.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially if you're going, like I know, Darcy, you hand colored.
Yeah.
A lot of it, which you're using using CMYK.
Yeah.
Scanning into RGB, then printing into CMYK. So, you know, you've got, I think I pointed out a couple of situations where you're like your bright pinks were dulled.
I explained why that happened, though. The reason that the colors got so saturated, unfortunately, was part of the problem was that my scanner wasn't very good. So in order to get the blacks dark enough, I had to saturate everything.
Well, still, regular RGB coloring, inking, is not going to be able to do the bright greens, the bright reds. Like the color that the bright green that we use for the webcomic Beacon logo, that's an impossible print color. That cannot happen.
I never actually tried to convert mine. They're all RGB. I've never actually tried to convert mine into CMYK.
See, well, you know, the problem you're going to have, Mark, is it's mostly the blue tones. But the problem why that happens is because RGB has 25% less color gamut than RGB. And you lose a lot of colors, especially like blue, bluish, half blues that turn like all gray and mush. I mean, I would recommend if you're going to go to print, just, I mean, I do all my stuff in CMY. Now, we have the other problem that we have Euro scale over here as opposed to, like, you know, what you guys have to, in the States. It's if you go to web to print, to actually a web print machine, you got to consider all those things. So that's why we do everything in CMYK right off the bat. So we don't have this conversion problem. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I have to deal with printing conversion problems on a regular basis because as I'm trying to make wagon cards and such, people are sending me their artwork all the time. And, yeah, I've got to make sure everything's converted in the right proper formats for printing and everything too. And a lot of people don't know anything about how that stuff works. So,
right.
I know, I know.
I saw a bunch of weird conversion. Not you specifically. I was going through all sorts of people.
Oh, I was just agreeing. I'm in that crowd.
Thank Trump. But no, it's that some people just don't know about some of that stuff, and some of it gets kind of wacky, and yeah, you have to be able to convert things properly. It gets real weird when you print something in the wrong color scheme.
What about...
I mean, I would...
Excuse me.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. In fact, your stuff translated just fine. I had no problems with your stuff. I've had a couple others though that were real off.
I think you might have had one of mine because before I even the boosted Nemi card, I think I have some bright pinks in there that got really dulled down. I'm pretty sure because I found out that the bright pinks are a color that doesn't exist in RGB.
Yeah, there were a few things that went a little weird, but don't worry. I went through and made some enhancements. It's bright and cheery now.
We know how much Fez loves those bright pinks.
Well,
everyone loves those pinks.
It's really more of a purple kind of thing going on, but it's bright and shiny, so it's not a problem.
Now I've been doing my comic, and basically I have a CMYK palette, which I took my RGB palette, converted it to CMYK, and then I opened up the RGB again, and then I tried to hand adjust them to get CMYKs that are a little bit closer or a little bit different. So like the pink, I couldn't it's like fuchsia, and fuchsia is not a nice color for RGB ink, and so basically I'm changing the magic, which is what fuchsia was. It was the magic in the comic to be basically just, you know, kind of a pink because I didn't want purple magic. But so that kind of sucks. But basically, right now I have a CMYK palette, and then because if I was making a print version too, I would do it differently. But right now I'm just swatching from the CMYK and then coloring in an RGB color file, which is going to be the webcomic. So it automatically is going to be converted anyway. And if I have to print the RGB file, well, it's going to convert correctly to CMYK anyway. So.
I guess what I was
always
to a point.
CMYK always adds a little bit more darkness than you account for.
Well, that's because it needs to add more black for things. but I'm working. The RGB uses the CMYK color scale, like the little dials and things. And if it ever pops up that this is not a print safe color, I correct it.
Well, have you ever thought about like picking an actual Pantone? That might help.
I don't know what that means. Maybe you can talk about it to me with later, but we do have to get going. We are running out of tape, and it's already been a long episode. let's see here. If this has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
And this is Darcy of CodenameHunter.com.
This is David from Sampano.
This is Mike from OnyxSparrow.com.
Ben.
No, I was just a call.
I know, but you're still here.
Okay. This is Ben of HeroCami.com. I was just a call-in, but I didn't know.
Well, you're still here. And, of course, we had Lem of BlanketComics.com. And, once again, that is...
Zampano Online.com.
Yeah, Zampano. Sorry.
Boy, you're really struggling with that name, huh?
Yes, I'm
just
sorry.
Just rolls right off the tongue.
We're getting closer, Spider and Sopranos.
That's all for this week. Be sure to tune in next week when it's one of two subjects that we'll be talking about.
Bada boom, bada bang.
That's all for now. Tune in next time at webcomicbeacon.com.
Neil is pissed off at you. He just wrote in the chat room, "Damn it, Fez, not Daisy Ann."
I said that on purpose.
He's mad.
I said that on purpose to be funny.